get out in the yard, get out to the parks, do some hiking, take your pets out. But watch out, because your pets might bring something back.
Hmm.
Today, we're talking about Lyme disease. May is National Lyme Disease Awareness Month. And joining us is veterinarian Dr. Dan Markwalder. He's the owner and the partner of Penn Veterinary Hospitals, joining us this morning. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Happy to be with you today.
Yes. All right. So our pets, we take them out, and sometimes they bring things back. Ticks. How do they acquire those ticks in their walks and getting outside? Can you take us through that beginning stage?
Sure. You bet. Well, as a practicing veterinarian, I am passionate about protecting the patients and the pets that I see against parasitic diseases, and I'm really privileged to be with you today, partnering with Merck Animal Health, talking about not only that May is National Lyme Disease Awareness Month, but this is a great opportunity for me as a veterinarian in the healthcare profession to really engage pet owners that the threat of Lyme disease is real, and there's some simple basic steps that you can take to really protect your pet. But to get to the heart of your question, anytime your pet goes outside, they're at risk. Backyard, leafy areas, tall grass, hiking, camping, all they have to do is walk along that area and a tick can just latch on. There's kind of a misnomer out there that ticks just fall from trees. That's not the case. Keep in mind, they've got two extra legs, so they got four legs. They're low to the ground. They're at high risk, probably even higher risk than people in getting fleas and ticks.
And those ticks, I have had over time a number of dogs that have acquired a tick on them. They can kind of nestle in unknown places for a while. I mean, they're pretty devious on where they can end up on the bodies of those animals.
They really can, particularly for our companions there, because one, our pets have a lot of hair, so they can go in areas around the neck, around the armpits, and at many times. By the time we notice them, they're fully engorged. They've taken a blood meal, and it's important to understand that Lyme disease, as quick as 24 to 48 hours, they can transmit Lyme disease to our pets. So the key there is going to be preventions. It's very important to have your pet on a prevention.
So, doctor, what can we do about that? What kind of prevention? Obviously, we want to go to parks. We want to spend time outdoors. What can we do?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So nowadays, it's really easy. First and foremost, consult your veterinarian. He or she will know the lifestyle of your pet, so they're going to make some recommendation. In our practice, we use a product called Provecto. It's an oral, it's a chewable, it's very palatable, and here's the key. You only have to give it every 12 weeks. So in our practice, what we tell our clients, as the season change, give your next dose of Provecto. So if your listeners would like to have more information, a great website is protectfromfleasandticks.com.
We were talking about ticks. Let's get into fleas. Those are the ones that people seem to worry most about because they know the fleas will then jump off once they come inside, perhaps, come to us, infest our house. How do we sort of prevent that or at least try to minimize that, too?
Yeah, that's a great question. Couple of things. Number one, it's very important that all pets in the home are on a prevention. I'll see this routinely where maybe an indoor, quote-unquote, an indoor cat or dog that never goes outside, and then there's another family member, another dog that goes outside. So it's important that all the family members are protected, so they need to be on a prevention. What's nice, again, about Provecto, long duration, you only have to give it every 12 weeks. And guess what? It's effective for fleas and ticks, and you can use it on dogs and cats.
Now, the way that this works, does it kind of prevent the animal from surviving? What does it do relationship to the pest? What does it do, actually?
Yeah, what's nice about this is when that tick goes to bite the dog or the cat, or that flea goes and jumps on that dog or that cat and bites them, it will actually kill that ectoparasite. So what's nice nowadays is the preventions are very safe and they're very, very effective as well.
Yeah. This takes the place of the old collars and powders that longtime pet owners long ago used to have to deal with, which was minimally effective. It did the best at the time, but now these ones that you can give orally really kind of do the trick.
They really do. I mean, we've come a long way as a profession as far as safety and efficacy. So you're exactly correct. You know, those products back in the 80s and 90s, that's all we had. But we've come such a long way in preventatives. And what's nice now is they're easy to give. I mean, it's great when you've got a pet who actually likes to take the product as well. And so that's the key as well, because we know if our pets like to take it, then we know compliance goes up as well.
Absolutely. And just so we can throw out, too, the other thing is when you're taking your pet in this time of the year, you also probably want to get that heartworm check, too, because that's another one of those things through the mosquitoes and whatnot that we always have to keep updated on our pets.
Yes, absolutely. And I would also dialogue with your veterinarian, because if you're in an endemic area of Lyme disease, your veterinarian, when they're taking that blood for a heartworm test, may actually want to go ahead and test for Lyme disease as well.
Sounds good. We always do the best we can for our pets, and we are glad you're able to give us some good information. Again, if people want to find out more, where's that website we can check out, get details?
You bet. It's protectfromfleasandticks.com.
Thank you very much. Our guest this morning is veterinarian Dr. Dan Markwalder joining us. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.